This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 18 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day has been warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying an outdoor lunch. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant afternoon. Haifa is breezy, adding comfort to the warm temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, earlier today, Amnesty International stated that Iran's deadly attacks on Saudi and Bahraini civilian sites may constitute war crimes. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds were injured. Also, in the last few minutes, JNS reports that the United States has imposed sanctions on Hezbollah-linked Lebanese officials. The U.S. Treasury aims to hold accountable those undermining the Lebanese state. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu is discreetly working to influence the Iran deal by engaging with right-wing media and allies in the U.S. Senate. Separately, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could jeopardize ongoing negotiations and escalate tensions. And finally, the Australian Jewish News offers a perspective on Israel's resilience amid turbulent times, emphasizing the nation's ability to progress despite setbacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago that the Trump administration will allow Iran to access $6 billion of its oil money for humanitarian goods under a new deal. I-24N, EWS English, highlighted earlier today that it is disturbing when the U.S. portrays Israel as a puppet funded by American resources. Mark Dubowitz, an expert on Iranian policy, expressed concern in a post from earlier. He believes the recent memorandum of understanding with Iran could undermine previous U.S. victories. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Amnesty International report from the Jerusalem Post. The organization accuses Iran of potentially committing war crimes through unprovoked attacks on Saudi and Bahraini civilians. These actions have caused significant casualties, raising international concerns. Such developments could strain Iran's diplomatic relations with Gulf Cooperation Council countries. Turning to the U.S. sanctions reported by JNS, the U.S. Treasury's move targets Lebanese officials linked to Hezbollah, aiming to curb the group's influence. This decision reflects Washington's ongoing efforts to support Lebanon's stability and counter Iranian influence in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News sheds light on Netanyahu's covert actions to sway the Iran deal. The Israeli Prime Minister, according to the outlet, seeks to leverage media and political connections in the U.S., to influence the outcome. This suggests Israel's strategic maneuvers to safeguard its security interests against Iranian threats. Switching focus to the Axios report on Iran's missile launch, this aggressive act, following a period of ceasefire, threatens to unravel negotiations and could potentially reignite conflict. With regional tensions already high, Israel's response may significantly impact diplomatic efforts. Finally, reflecting on the Australian Jewish News perspective, the publication emphasizes Israel's resilience and forward momentum. Despite challenges, the country continues to adapt and grow, providing a sense of optimism for its future. On the economic front. First, according to Globes, El Al has agreed to settle a lawsuit dating back to 2000 for 60 million shekels. The case involved allegations of price fixing in a global cargo cartel, which El Al denies. Separately, CTEC reports that Marvel and Tower have reached a milestone, producing 5 million chips in their push for AI networking. This advancement aims to enhance data center operations globally. And finally, Ynet Business notes that France is moving to cut ties with Palantir to assert tech sovereignty. This shift reflects a broader European trend to reduce reliance on American technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.